Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, and we're still doing our free agent tracker. Wide receivers. Now, obviously, this isn't an area that I personally think they're going to be really aggressive in the draft or in free agency, but Austin Colley had on-again, off-again relationship this year with the team. Can we expect him to be back this year? What do you think will happen with Austin Colley?
I don't think Austin Colley has much of a market. I mean, this is a guy that his concussion and knee injury history is one aspect of it, and he was available for anybody to have a couple different times last year when he wasn't on the Patriots, and he was reliable. He had a limited number of catches. He was, you know, they were all for first downs. It was a nice little fill-in. But I don't think he's a guy you say, okay, we're going to sign Austin Colley and say he has a future here. So if he's back, it's minimum money. I'm not sure he'll be back. Right. He's one of those emergency list kind of guys you call in the middle.
Right. When we saw that happen a lot this year, yep. His first game was, you know, against the Saints, where he had two critical catches, though, that final minute in the Patriots comeback over the Saints. But I think that I'm going to agree with you here, which is a rarity on the show. I will say, agreeing with Andy Hart, a rarity.
Not a bad thing.
But when you look at the young wide receivers the Patriots do have, I know this was a topic last year, that veteran presence. Turns out, I don't really think that they are going to need that, and they're going to have Aaron Dobson, Kenbrell Tompkins, all these guys back. I think they're pretty set at wide receiver.
It should be easier for those guys. You know, right. They have a year under their belt. That first year to second year jump we always talk about. Last year it was Chandler Jones. Right. Well, Aaron Dobson now is the guy, a second-round pick who got his feet wet, made some plays, was on again, off again a little bit. Next year you say, okay, this guy should be a core part of our passing game. Right. And let's not forget, you're going to have Danny Amendola back. At some point, you're going to have Rob Gronkowski back. So it's not going to be like September where they were sort of, Tompkins and Dobson were sort of the core of the passing game. Now they'll have other guys around them, and they'll have experience under their belt.
Right. And yes, there's a reason we haven't mentioned Julian Edelman yet, because we are going to bring him up in our big free, the final three, the top three free agents of the 2014 season. So that'll wrap it up for Andy and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.